Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas. And this is Dallas time, except for not right now. Dallas and the Magpies are still working very carefully together. Dallas shares his food and his water with the Magpie clan. And now the entry of a stranger. If this was a, say, a Disney production, the music now would darken because the stranger is on the property. The stranger happens to be a tiger snake. What is a tiger snake, Jeremy?
Well, John, as the name suggests, a tiger snake is actually a snake that resembles a tiger. So if you imagine a regular snake with a bit of a brown, maybe a bit of a dark gray hue, but on top it actually has these very dark stripes that kind of go halfway around its body and sort of go the length of the snake itself. Then underneath it actually has quite a yellow sort of underbelly. So it very much resembles a tiger and has a very ferocious-looking head to match it as well. So these are, like the brown snake, very, very scary-looking creatures and very, very agile creatures as well. So I guess imagine a snake that looks like a tiger and dead set. That is exactly what a tiger snake is.
You have a tiger snake in the neighborhood. Now, what's important I learned from you is that tiger snakes are not territorial. What does that mean?
Yes, that's actually a blessing in itself. Tiger snakes are not territorial because they're nomadic hunters, which means they actually go from place to place looking for fairly small prey. So we're talking about mice, you know, frogs, maybe little birds, and they will go wherever the prey is. This is very different to the brown snake, which is territorial, which means when a brown snake is born, you can expect to live its entire life over many years within 1 or 2 kilometers of where it's actually born. Whereas luckily for me this week, the tiger snake that came onto our property, the chances are it will not be anywhere around here anytime soon. So it'll actually just be moving through, and chances are that right now it's actually gone away. In fact, scientists who've monitored tiger snakes say that the most they will ever stay in one particular location, and a location is within a 1 kilometer radius, is around about 15 days before they'll naturally move on, partly in defense of their own protection because they believe that tiger snakes are so defensive. They understand that as soon as other animals know that they're there, they're trying to go after them, but also because they try new areas to get new prey. So the tiger snake, as scary as it is, luckily enough, it's a nomadic creature and probably one of the best dangerous killer-like snakes that I know, just for that very reason.
And you had a meeting with Dallas. How did it go?
Yes, I had to explain to Dallas, who, you know, loves to make friends with all our animals, especially magpies, that if he sees this tiger snake come back, I do not want him making friends of it, especially given the fact that the tiger snake was actually slithering on a direct path towards one of his kennels. So I've had a stern talk with Dallas, and he seemed to understand that tiger snakes are verboten in this household. He can't make friends with it. And I mean, to his credit too, John, when we saw the tiger snake and we all lined up at the front window there to watch it, and I tried to get the snake catcher, but unfortunately they couldn't come quick enough. Dallas, you know, he acknowledged this tiger snake was there, but luckily it didn't show any real interest in it and walked off. So I didn't see his little tail wagging. I didn't see him sort of really want to take any interest. Instead, he just moved on, which tells me that maybe he knows tiger snakes are something that he shouldn't play with as well. Or maybe, you know what, he's just too cool for the tiger snakes. The Maggies are his thing. Either way, he seems to be doing the right thing.
Did you alert the neighborhood? Is there a bell you ring when a tiger snake's coming down the road?
No, although that's not a bad idea, actually. No, I did actually talk to our neighbors. In fact, I texted our neighbors and we had a chat afterwards because our neighbor directly to the left of our driveway actually had a tiger snake about a year ago as well. And although they actually have an industrial drain just near their property, and tiger snakes love cool, dark, damp places to hide in, which is where we suspect they've sometimes lived, he is keeping an eye out as well as our neighbours out the back. So we do have an alert system. We probably should get a bell at some point to ring it, although I dare say, knowing this place, it would probably be ringing quite a lot. So everybody's aware of it, and we're all keeping our eyes out right now for a second showing.
About 4:30 yesterday morning, I'm asleep, and Sailor, the 5-year-old Springer Spaniel, very cool dog, easygoing, starts barking ferociously on the second landing. Charlie, 9-month-old Springer Spaniel, little brother, starts to yap too, doesn't know why. So I got up and I said, Sailor, what is this? Sailor doesn't do this. I opened the front door. Sailor went tearing out into the front yard, Charlie trailing behind. Sailor went right to one of the gates that are closed up for wintertime, barking, barking, barking. Now, I knew it was probably the deer coming through. They're not unfriendly, and they are hungry, and the boys find them entertaining, but not at 4:30 in the morning. However, it occurred to me as I calmed them down and said, back off. Charlie, by the way, his idea of barking ferociously was to get behind his big brother about 30 yards and yap away. You know, if the deer were coming for him, he wanted Sailor to be way up front, way up front. It occurred to me when I was calming Sailor down, who wanted the deer to go away, that if I lived in Australia, that could have been a snake. Sailor would bark at snakes, and since it's the Connecticut woods, that could easily be our 7-foot black bear, Wally. You just don't know at 4:30 in the morning. I tell this story because it's easy enough to deal with a tiger snake when you can take photographs of them. And Jeremy provides me with a photograph. What'd you take that with, the car photo camera? How'd you get that photo, Jeremy?
Well, actually, lucky enough, because of how our gate's built, we actually have a security camera under the gate, which doubles as a doorbell. So believe it or not, the snake coming down the driveway actually triggered the automatic security camera, which meant the snake actually posed, and in the full footage, you can see the snake getting up, having a look at the camera. You can actually hear the hiss as well, and then sat there while I was able to get some good footage of it. And then we saw it slither away as well. And I should say, too, that we could actually see 3 bumps in its snake body. So we know it had actually just had a feed. So chances are it's going back for a bit of a sleep somewhere. So it was just pure luck. I had the right security camera in the right place at the right time.
Well, my question is, if that had happened at night, would the snake be out there? Because there's no way I'd go through that gate if there was a snake out there. Do they move around at night, or do they only hunt during the daytime?
No, and that was the biggest problem, John. The particular day it happened was a very hot day during the daytime, which is why we think it was moving to try and get into a shady area, because the concrete was very hot. And the unfortunate thing is that if it's very hot during the day and it's warm at nighttime, the tiger snakes especially prefer to hunt at nighttime because the sun isn't blazing down on their skin, which is actually more dangerous for them. They just need the heat, not the sun. And chances are, which it was that night because it was over 25 degrees Celsius during the nighttime, which is around about 85 degrees Fahrenheit, the snake was probably still out hunting prey during the nighttime. So you can imagine that 24, 48 hours after we saw that on those 2 hot nights, until we started to get the really heavy storms back again, when I took Dallas out to the toilet at nighttime, I can tell you, I actually had my cell phone light pretty much showing the whole yard, just looking out for that long black figure, which could potentially be a snake in the grass. Luckily, I didn't see it, but I did have to change my behaviors just for a couple of days afterwards.
I would have another very strong talk with Dallas. I'd be, Sailor, listen, we're having a meeting on this. No barking. We're not going anywhere out there. If there were snakes in the neighborhood, Wally, for some reason, a 7-foot black bear seems a lot easier than what you're dealing with, Jeremy. That's a venomous snake that's extremely defensive. If you came across that in the dark, he'd bite you defensively, correct?
That's right. In fact, most of the snake bites from tiger snakes in this past year have actually been at nighttime or on evening, and it has been people actually treading on the snake or near its mouth, and the snake, of course, striking back because they haven't had a chance to move. So you're exactly right, which is why everywhere for those 2 nights, and even at the moment, everywhere we go, we're looking very closely down at our feet just to make sure that this thing isn't somewhere out there just laying, waiting for its prey, and we happen to accidentally step near it or on top of it.
Why do I love Connecticut in the wintertime? Because the grass doesn't move with snakes in it. That's why. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, and Dallas on patrol for the magpies, but not for tiger snakes in the neighborhood. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.